Tanya for the 24th day of Cheshvan, Chav Dalet Cheshvan, is at the beginning of Igeres HaKedesh, Simen Lamed Aleph, Igeres HaKedesh 31. This is a letter that the Alter Rebbe wrote concerning the importance and the greatness of the love and togetherness of one Jew and to another with another, and how a lack of Avas Yisrael, where there is a division among Jews, it causes damage, it harms the Shechina itself. Neida Bashodim, it is known in the gates. It is well known that Mashakosel B'Tikunim, what he writes in the Tikunim, in the Zohar, the Shechinto Ihi Mado B'Galuso Kiviyachol, that the Shechina is ailing in Golus, is ill in Golus. Pirush, what does this mean, that the Shechina is ill? Al derech mashul kemecheli haguf hamavdu ben kedesh, etc. We could compare this to the illness of a body. Although, not God forbid comparing God or the Shechina to a physical body, but the symptoms are the same. Shesibas hacheli v'habriyes, he hispashtas v'hilu hachayis v'habriyes hamelubeshes bedam hanefesh hayetze mehalev okol ha'evodim. The condition of health and illness in a body depends on the flow of life and health from the heart to the limbs through the blood that flows through the body. The seviv heilich haruach chayim v'hadam, and round the blood circulates, carrying with it the life to the limbs. Teich teich kol ho'evodim, in the inner part of all of the limbs, al yedei hagidim hamuvloyim bahem, by way of the arteries that are enveloped in the limbs. Chezer el halev, and then it returns to the heart. V'imsibu v'hilu chazu achayim haloz. So if this circulation, the movement of this life force through the body, is as it ought to be, if it is constant and orderly in the way that God had ordered it and intended it to be, azai ha'odam bodi betachlis, then the person is completely healthy. Because there's an interplay between all of the limbs. And together they are connected to the heart through this circulation of blood from the heart to the limbs and then back to the heart again. But if there is some blockage or some damage in any place within the body, within the system, this damage or this blockage prevents or interferes with the circulation and movement of the blood that carries life with it, azai nifsak a mismayet hakesher halos, that creates interference or a severance of this connection between the limbs and the limbs with the heart, hamikasha kol ha'evodim el halev, through which all the limbs are connected to the heart, al yedei sibuv halos, through that circulation. So if that circulation is interfered with, v'oz neifel ha'odam l'mishka v'cheli Hashem yishmeren, then the person falls ill, becomes bedridden, God should protect us. So by way of analogy, the same is true also in the spiritual world. All Jewish souls are described as the limbs of the Shechina. Hanikras b'shem lev, and the Shechina is called the heart, referred to as the heart. Tzur levavi, As we say in Tehillim, it says, God is the strength of my heart, my strong heart. Ukameshikosuv Vishachanti Besecha. As it says concerning the Shekhinah, that I will dwell within them. Pidush, what does it mean? That the heart, the Shekhinah is like the heart, and the Neshamis are like the limbs. Ki loshen Shekhinah hu she'ed havai yeshechem be'elam is biyal hachayesa. The use of the word Shekhinah in describing godliness means that part of God that is Shekhin, that is indwelling within the world. And how does godliness get internal? How is it internalized into the world through the neshama of the Jew? Because all of creation is too far removed from the Creator to be able to contain the Creator, even some aspect of the Creator. Because creation, physical existence, is as non-existent before God. So they are incapable of receiving life from God in order to be existent and to not return to their nothingness. So how can they receive this life only through the soul? Like we say in the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elikeinu, our God, Melech HaOlam, King of the World. By being Elikeinu, by being our God, by first entering into the neshama of the Jew, then God can also become Melech HaOlam, enter into the world and be the world's king, king of the world. Because the soul of the Jew arises in God's thought, which is higher than the world which is created out of God's speech, as the sages say, with whom did God consult concerning creation? He consulted with the neshama. So the neshama existed before there was creation. As is known from another place where this is discussed at length. So in order for the world to receive godliness, it has to come through the neshama of the Jew. The neshama, being from God's thought, can contain godliness, whereas the world, being from God's speech, can't contain godliness directly. It has to receive it through the neshama. And this is what is known in the gates. That in every flow of life that comes from a higher place to a lower place, Hein k'meshikosa b'seifa yitzido, no t'chilosam b'seifam, b'seifam b'tchilosam. It's as is described in Sefer Yetzirah, that the beginning is connected to the end, and the end reconnects again to the beginning. In other words, it's a circular flow. And in the writings of the Arizal, he refers to this circular movement as the straight light and the return light. As it says concerning the angels, that they run back and forth, meaning to say that there's a movement away and then a movement back. Like in a circle, you move to one direction and then it turns and moves back into the original direction. Asher alkein al pi advod in vohem es ha'ele. Asher yef shelevayet heitev b'michtov. And therefore, based on the words above, the preceding words, which cannot be properly expressed and explained in a letter, in writing, but based on what we said before, Nikras HaShchinah B'Shem Lev V'HaNeshama is B'Shem Evodim. That's why the Shchinah is called heart and the soul is called limbs, L'Hedes Lanu, to let us know, Ki Kashekol HaNeshama is Dvukes U'Mekusharis Yachad, that when all the souls are together, attached to each other, azai sibu vehiluch achayis v'hashpo seiv, then the circulation moves, and the life and the flow of life goes round and round. It comes down and then turns around and goes back up. The beginning connects to the end, and the end continues back to the beginning. It closes the circle. Then the circle is closed, and all the souls are connected and joined to the oneness of God, and can cleave to God. As it says, you stand today, all of you, before God, your God. How can we stand before God? Only when we stand, all of you, everyone together. And also, when is this togetherness? When we are standing before God. Sheikhem, etc. All Jews together, from the heads of the people down to the wood choppers. And with this, we'll understand the Gemara in Yuma. That the destruction of the Second Temple and the Jews' exile among the nations, the Histalkus Hashchina v'Yiridoso le'Edin, v'Bechinas Golus k'viyachol, and also the displacement of the Shechina and the Shechina's descent into Edin, which is the Golus that we're in now, Hakil Hoya ba'Avein Sinas Shechina mupirud levavis. All of this came as a result, the consequences of unfounded hatred and separation, the diversion between Jews. And that's why the Shechina is described as being ill. Since the Shechina goes into Golus as a result of a lack of oneness among Jews, the limbs are not interacting properly, and that interrupts the flow of life from the heart, or the return flow to the heart, so that the heart itself begins to suffer. By way of analogy, and that's why when we say in the davening that God supports the fallen and heals the ill, and we say it in the plural, Heim kol hoivodim, because that's a reference to all the limbs, meaning all Jewish souls, that the only way to be healthy is if we're all healthy. And the only way for the Shechina to be healthy is if Jews with each other are healthy. The Hayem Yem for the 24th of Cheshvan, Chav Dalet Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that Binyonim Hagashmim Tzodech Lehistakil B'mishehu L'mata Mimenu. In worldly things, in physical possessions and so on, we have to look at those who have less than us. And we have to be grateful to God for His kindness that He has shown us, that we have more than the person who has less than us. But concerning spiritual matters, godliness, concerning our Yiddishkeit, you have to look at the one who is above you, who has more, who is further, has progressed further. And that should move us to plead with God, that God should give you the right attitude and the right knowledge, to learn from this person, and that God should also give us the strength and the perseverance, that he should be able to ascend and to attain the higher level.